by the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah. Even the darkest night will end, and the sun will rise and shine. Even the darkest night will end, and the sun will rise and shine. And the sun will rise and shine.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd, fa'udhu billahi min shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalatu wassalamu alayki ya Rasulullah wa ala alika wa sahabika ya Habiballah. Assalatu wassalamu alayki ya Nabi Allah wa ala alika wa sahabika ya Nurullah. Viewers of Madani Channel, welcome to Arise and Shine, the early morning program in which we are expected to rise and shine and wake up and be fresh for the remainder of the day. And before we begin, we're going to give you a blessing of reciting Durood-e Pak upon the Prophet of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said that whoever recites Salat upon me on the day of Friday, then I will intercede for him on the day of judgment. Allahu Akbar. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Viewers of Madani Channel, who doesn't want the Prophet of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam to intercede for them? Without doubt, of course we do. Because on that day, you know, we will be drowning in our sins there. And the heat, we are told on the day of judgment, we're told that it will be so hot on that day. And people will be running around to try and grab hold of one good deed. And people will be running around asking for help. Nobody will be there to help you. There will only be one person there that will be able to help you. And that is the Prophet of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. How do we gain his help? The Prophet of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has told us that if you want my intercession on that day, and there are many, many other ways of gaining the intercession of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has told us that if you want my intercession, then recite Durood-e Pak upon me. Viewers of Mother Channel, you're watching Arise and Shine, and we always, alhamdulillah, we begin with the tilawat of the daily Quran. And the reason why this is that really we should rise and shine with the daily Quran. If only we can rise and shine with the Holy Quran. You know, we should have a program that rise and shine with the Quran, and that every day we wake up and we switch on the channel and we listen to the Quran. But today we're going to listen to a small portion of the Quran. So stay tuned, inshallah, azawajal, and then we're going to talk about a special personality in Islam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim.
Main Allah ta'ala ki panah mein aata hoon shaitan-e-mardood se.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
اللہ کے نام سے شروع جو نہایت مہربان رحم والا
يا ايها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء
اے لوگو اپنے رب سے ڈرو جس نے تمہیں ایک جان سے پیدا کیا اور اسی میں سے اس کا جوڑا بنایا اور ان دونوں سے بہت سے مرد و عورت پھیلا دیے
وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ الَّذِي تَسَاءَلُونَ بِهِ وَالْأَرْحَابِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ عَلَيْكُمْ رَقِيبًا
اور اللہ سے ڈرو جس کے نام پر مانگتے ہو اور رشتوں کا لحاظ رکھو بے شک اللہ ہر وقت تمہیں دیکھ رہا ہے
وَآتُوا الْيَتَامَىٰ أَمْوَالَهُمْ وَلَا تَتَبَدَّلُوا الْخَبِيثَ بِالطَّيِّبِ
اور یتیموں کو ان کے مال دو اور سترے کے بدلے گندا نہ لو
وَلَا تَأْكُلُوا أَمْوَالَهُمْ إِلَىٰ أَمْوَالِكُمْ
اور ان کے مال اپنے مالوں میں ملا کر نہ کھا جاؤ
إِنَّهُ كَانَ حُوبًا
بے شک یہ بڑا گناہ ہے
وَإِنْ خِفْتُمْ أَلَّا تُقْسِطُوا فِي الْيَتَامَى فَانْكِحُوا مَا طَابَ لَكُمْ مِنَ النِّسَاءِ مَثْنَى وَثُلَاثَ وَرُبَاعَ
اور اگر تمہیں اندیشہ ہو کہ یتیم لڑکیوں میں انصاف نہ کرو گے تو نکاح میں لاؤ جو عورتیں تمہیں خوش آئیں دو دو اور تین تین اور چار چار
فإن خفتم ألا تعدلوا فواحدة أو ما ملكت أيمانكم.
پھر اگر ڈرو کہ دو بیویوں کو برابر نہ رکھ سکو گے تو ایک ہی کرو یا کنیزیں جن کے تم مالک ہو.
ذلك أدنى ألا تعولوا.
یہ اس سے زیادہ قریب ہے کہ تم سے ظلم نہ ہو.
وآتوا النساء صدقاتهن نحلة.
اور عورتوں کو ان کے مہر خوشی سے دو.
فإن طبن لكم عن شيء منه نفسا فكلوه هنيئا مريئا.
پھر اگر وہ اپنے دل کی خوشی سے مہر میں سے تمہیں کچھ دے دیں تو اسے کھاؤ رچتا پچتا یعنی خوشگوار اور مزے سے.
ولا تؤتوا السفهاء اموالكم التي جعل الله لكم قياما وارزقوهم فيها واكسوهم وقولوا لهم قولا معروفا.
اور بے عقلوں کو ان کے مال نہ دو جو تمہارے پاس ہیں جن کو اللہ نے تمہاری بسر اوقات کیا ہے, اور انہیں اس میں سے کھلاؤ اور پہناؤ اور ان سے اچھی بات کہو.
وَابْتَلُوا الْيَتَامَى حَتَّى إِذَا بَلَغُوا النِّكَاحَ.
اور یتیموں کو آزماتے رہو یہاں تک کہ جب وہ نکاح کے قابل ہوں.
فَإِنْ آنَسْتُمْ مِنْهُمْ رُشْدًا فَادْفَعُوا إِلَيْهِمْ أَمْوَالَهُمْ.
تو اگر تم ان کی سمجھ ٹھیک دیکھو تو ان کے مال انہیں سپرد کر دو.
ولا تأكلوها إسرافا وبدارا أن يكبروا.
اور انہیں نہ کھاؤ حد سے بڑھ کر اور اس جلدی میں کہ کہیں بڑے نہ ہو جائیں.
ومن كان غنيا فليستعفف وَمَن كَانَ فَقِيرًا فَلْيَأْكُلْ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ.
اور جسے حاجت نہ ہو وہ بچتا رہے, اور جو حاجت مند ہو وہ بقدرے مناسب کھائے.
فَإِذَا دَفَعْتُمْ إِلَيْهِمْ أَمْوَالَهُمْ فَأَشْهِدُوا عَلَيْهِمْ وَكَفَى بِاللَّهِ حَسِيبًا.
پھر جب تم ان کے مال انہیں سپرد کرو تو ان پر گواہ کر لو اور اللہ کافی ہے حساب لینے کو.
صدق اللہ العظیم.
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. Viewers of Mother Channel, we just listened to just a small chapter of the Holy Quran. Then how long did it take? I'll tell you how long it took. It took less than 2 minutes. Just listening to the Quran for 2 minutes a day, you know, how hard is that? Can we not at least give 2 minutes to reading the Quran, 2 minutes to listening the Quran? You know, ideally we should give more, but at least give this. And if we make a habit of listening to the Quran on a daily basis and reading the Quran on a daily basis, then inshallah azawajal we'll see a change inside ourselves. Viewers of Mother Channel, you're watching Rise and Shine, and today we're going to talk about none other than the great Sayyidina Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala. Now, who is this great person? Maybe you've heard about him. Maybe when you've gone to the masjid or you've gone to the mosque, maybe you've heard his name mentioned. Maybe the Imam Sahib has occasionally mentioned him. And maybe that if you've paid attention that when the khutbah is read out every Friday, then the Imam Sahib will mention Sayyidina Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala's name. But who is he? Do we know who he is? Do we know what his status is? Do we know what a great personality he was? First and foremost, I'm going to read out from a book that was written by Amir al-Sunnat, that he talks about the introduction of this great personality. I'm going to read this out that was written in this particular book so that you understand who this person is. And maybe there's a lot of people that are watching there. Yeah, well, we know who this person is. Who doesn't know who the great Sayyidina Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala is? Viewers of Mother's Channel, there'll be a lot of people out there that don't. Yeah, there'll be a lot of people out there that don't. And I can give you, trust me, I can give you plenty of practical examples who people that are in their teens, people that are in their 20s and 30s, and do not know who these people were, who these pious predecessors were. And that is why we try to pass on this education to you, so that you are aware of who these great people are, and also that they can bring inside you a sense of pride of who, how fortunate we are that we have these great people behind us. Amir al-Sunnat has written in his book, he writes that Amir al-Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Ali radiyallahu anhu, yani ki Amir al-Mu'mineen, that's the first part of information that you got. He was one of the Khalifas, he was one of the Amir al-Mu'mineen. Sayyidina Amir al-Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Hazrat Ali radiyallahu anhu, he was born in Makkah al-Mukarramah. His mother Sayyidina Fatima bin Asad radiyallahu anhu named him after her father's name Hadr, whereas his father named him Ali. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam blessed him with the title Asadullah, i.e. the Lion of Allah. Yes, he was given this title, the Lion of Allah. In addition, other commendable names like Murtada, i.e. the Chosen One, Qarar, i.e. the one striking back repeatedly, and Sher-e-Khuda, and Mola Mushkul Khusha are his famous titles. He is the paternal cousin of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Yes, he is the cousin of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The fourth Khalifa of Islam, the husband of Batul, he was the husband of the daughter of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The kunyat of Sayyidina Ali bin Abi Talib is Abul Hassan and Abu Tarab. Yes, he was the father of Sayyidina Hassan and Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu ta'ala. He was this great personality, this great person. And in that one chapter, we just mentioned some of his attributes, some of his qualities. It is said that Sayyidina Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala, he was the son of the beloved Rasul paternal uncle, Abu Talib. And after 30 years of Amul Fil, when the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala wasallam was 30 years old, Sayyidina Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala was born on Friday, the 13th of Rajab. He embraced Islam when he was only 10 years old. Yes, he was only 10 years old, but he had the intellect, the strength to make a decision. And this was also one of his qualities, the decision making. And he remained under the tarbiyat of the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala wa sallam. He remained busy supporting Islam and helping the beloved Rasul throughout his life. It is said that after the martyrdom of Amir al-Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Hazrat Usmani Ghani radiallahu ta'ala, the Ansar and the Muhajirin, they all gathered together and they gave her a vote of confidence that Sayyidina Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala should be the Amir al-Mu'mineen. So yes, he became the Amir al-Mu'mineen. He became one of the righteous Khalifas. And then he held on to the Khilafah for 4 years, 8 months and 9 days. And on the 17th or the 19th of Ramadan, he was seriously wounded by a murder attempt of an accursed person. And on the 21st of Ramadan, in the night of Sunday, he passed away as a martyr. Yes, the 21st of Ramadan, that this great person passed away. Viewers of Mother Channel, you're watching Arise and Shine. And maybe my introduction has taken a little bit longer. Please forgive me for that, because many of the viewers will be watching, waiting, that they say that normally we have the Talawat and straight after that we have the Kalam, but this brother's talking for too long. So please forgive me. Now we're going to have the Daily Kalam. So let's listen to the Daily Kalam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
اپنے ماں کا پیارا ہمارا نبی دونوں عالم کا بچ گئی جس کے آگے سبھی مشعلے بجھ گئی جس کے آگے سبھی مشعلے شمع وہ لے کر آیا ہمارا ربی شمع وہ لے کر آیا ہمارا ربی سب سے کھا ہے جس کی نمک کی قسم وہ بلی ہے دلا ہمارا نبی کرنے بدلی رسولوں کی گوتی رہی کرنے بدلی نکلا ہمارا ربی چاند بدلی کا نکلا ہمارا ربی کون دے تاہ دے کو مو چاہیے کون دے تاہ دے کو مو مانگتے ہیں ان کا کرم صدا مانگ رہے ہیں دن رات مدینے میں دعا مانگ رہے ہیں کم مانگ رہے ہیں نہ سوا مانگ رہے کون دے تاغ دے کو مو چاہیے ہمارا نبی دیوا راگ سچا ہمارا نبی گمزدو سب سے اعلیٰ ہمارا نبی
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. Viewers of Madri Channel, you're watching Arise and Shine, and I'm hoping after that kalam we've all woke up, we're all fresh, and we can work hard for the rest of the day. Allah. Viewers of Madri Channel, today is the day that we remember the great personality Sayyidina Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala. And we want to relate to you some of the events that took place in his life, some of his qualities, some of his experiences, that we can all benefit from them. And the reason why we do this, Views of Mother Channel, is that we have this rich heritage, but do we know who they are? If I was to ask the viewers today that name me 10 sports personalities, could we do it? If I was to ask you to name 10 politicians, you could probably do it. Many viewers here could probably name 10 actors, 10 singers, even these sort of people, we could probably name 10 of these. But if I was to ask you to name the Ashra Mubashra, who are the Ashra Mubashra? That's the first question. The Ashra Mubashra are those 10 people that were guaranteed paradise during the lifetime of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Sayyidina Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu, he's one of those people. He was guaranteed paradise. Do we know who the other 9 are? If I was to ask you to name 10 companions of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, could we do it? If I was to ask you to name 10 prophets, could you do it? Now, isn't it sad that we know the names of football players, cricket players, politicians, film stars, and all these people, and yet we don't know who these people are. We don't know who our pious predecessors are. We don't know who the Ashra Mubashra are. We don't know who the companions of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam are. We don't even know who the prophets are. Allahu Akbar. Sit down at home after this program and ask yourself to write down the names from memory of 10 prophets, 10 companions, the Ashra Mubashra. And many of you, unfortunately, many of us will struggle. And this is a sad state of affairs, viewers of Mother Channel. And that's why we want to try and talk about these people so that we become aware about these people. So that today we give you a taster about this great personality. Tomorrow you go away, you find the books, you read about these people. And you realize how they lived their lives, the sacrifices that they made so that the deen could come back to us. But regarding Sayyidina Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu, it's stated that if we look at his childhood, then he had, you know, a matchless and unparalleled childhood. Why? Because he was brought up with the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The tarbiyat that he gave, he was with the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam from a very, very young age. To the extent that when he was born, his mother stated that when Amir al-Mu'mineen Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu was born, the beloved Rasul came to him and he named him Ali. You know, again, what a beautiful thing that your name was given to you by the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Today we go to pious people and ask them, can you give the name of my child? And we are happy that our child has been named by this pious person. Sayyidina Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu, he was named none other than by the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the saliva of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was put in the mouth of Sayyidina Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu. So these are the blessings that he had from a young age. He was brought up in that environment. He was brought up seeing the qualities of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And when the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam announced prophethood, when he told people, invited people to Islam, the first amongst the youth that accepted Islam was Sayyidina Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu. This is the great status that he had. It is stated in the Quran, and I give you the translation, that Allah Azza wa Jal in Surah Tahrim, part 28, ayat number 4, Allah Azza wa Jal says, Allah is his helper, and Jibreel and the righteous believers, and furthermore, the angels are appointed as helpers. Regarding this blessed ayat, Sayyid Muhammad Alusi Baghdadi, rahmatullahi ta'ala, stated that Sayyida Asma bint Umais has heard the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying that righteous believers mean Sayyidina Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. Similarly, Sayyidina Abu Ja'far radiallahu ta'ala has narrated, when this blessed ayat was revealed, the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam held the hand of Sayyidina Ali Murtada radiallahu ta'ala and said, O people, he is a righteous believer amongst believers. Allahu Akbar. This is the status that he was given. That the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is making this announcement to the people when the ayat was sent that the believers, the righteous believers are the helpers. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam grabbed his hand and he said, O people, he is a righteous believer amongst believers. Allahu Akbar. What a great status to have. What a great status to have. There was an incident that happened, viewers of Mother Channel, that wealthy people, when the court of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was there, people used to come. And they used to ask questions. And wealthy people used to prolong the act of asking questions in the blessed court of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And as a result, the poor people got little time to submit their request. And a divine commandment came saying that give sadaqah before submitting requests. And Sayyidina Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu, what he gave 1 dinar in sadaqah, and he asked the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam about some rulings. Now, this ayat of the Quran, and I'll give you the translation. The ayat of the Quran is Surah Al-Mujadila, ayat number 12. O people who believe, when you wish to humbly consult with the noble messenger, give some charity before you consult. This ayat was negated later on, it was finished, the time period for that ayat was finished. And so Sayyidina Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu, he was the only person that actually acted upon this ayat. But the reason why I mentioned that today, viewers of Mother Channel, is I want you to listen to the questions that Sayyidina Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu asked the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the answers that he got. Because they're very, very important questions. And if we understand this, then hopefully we can live a better life. He asked, Sayyidina Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu, he asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, what is loyalty? The beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam replied, Tawheed, oneness of Allah azza wa jal, and testifying the oneness of Allah azza wa jal. He asked, what is a riot? What is right? And the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam replied, unbelief and shirk. He asked, what is the truth? The beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam replied, when you get Islam, Quran, and Waliyat. He, radiallahu ta'ala, asked, what is compulsory for me? The beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam replied, obedience to Allah azza wa jal and his beloved Rasul. He then asked, how should I make dua to Allah azza wa jal? And the Prophet of Allah sallallahu ta'ala replied, with absolute trust and belief. He asked, what should I ask for? And the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala wa sallam replied, the hereafter. He asked, what should I do for my salvation? And the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala wa sallam said, eat halal and speak the truth. Allahu Akbar. He radiallahu ta'ala said, what is pleasure? And the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala wa sallam replied, paradise. He radiallahu ta'ala asked, what is comfort? And the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala wa sallam replied, the blessed sight of Allah Azza wa Jal. Allahu Akbar. When Sayyidina Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu finished these questions, that ayat, the time for the commandment of the ayat finished. And I reckon that, you know, I would love to go away, and I think if we all went away and found, you know, the tafsir of this particular hadith, then there is so much in there. There's so much information in there where he asked that how can we live our life? How can we have salvation? You know, how can we have salvation? And, you know, the answers that the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was so simple, yet so deep. They had such a great meaning in them. That when he said, how do we seek salvation? Eat halal and speak the truth. Eat halal and speak the truth. Simple, a simple, you know, recipe for salvation if you want, yeah? But it's so deep. If only we did speak the truth. If only we did eat halal, lived our life according to that. And you know, what is obedience? Obedience is obedience to Allah Azza wa Jalla and obedience to His Rasul. What is our aim? Aim is paradise. All of these things are there for us. Such simple messages, but such deep messages. If only, viewers of Mother Channel, we could live our life according to this. I feel like, to be honest, viewers of Mother, I feel like I should read it out again and again and again, because I feel that it has so much depth inside it. But I think, you know, viewers of Mother Channel, if you get the opportunity, then please go away and read in this explanation is mentioned in Tafsir Qazanul Ifhan with regards to the ayat that I mentioned. If you go to the ayat of Surah Al-Mujadila, ayat number 12, the tafsir of that in Qazanul Ifhan, inshallah, is there. So please read up on this and educate yourself, viewers of Mother Channel. With regards to the status, we're talking today, viewers of Mother Channel, we're talking about the status of Sayyidina Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu. We all heard that he was born, brought up in a blessed household. He was that personality that accepted Islam at a young age. We also heard that he became the Amir al-Mu'mineen. He also was given the status by the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam grabbed his hand and said he is the righteous believers amongst the believers. But the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said many things. In one particular saying, The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that the beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said to Sayyidina Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu, he says that you are to me, i.e. Sayyidina Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu, you are to me as was the status Harun alayhi salam in the sight of Musa alayhi salam. Allahu Akbar. But there is no Nabi after me. Yeah? But this is the closeness that he said that Sayyidina Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu is. He said, he also went on to say, that Ali's relation to me is the like the relation of my head to my body. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ali's relation to me is like the relation of my head to my body. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. In another hadith, the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that I am the home of wisdom, without doubt. Without doubt, the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the home of wisdom, without doubt. But then he goes to say, and Ali radiallahu anhu is the door of wisdom. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Meaning, simply viewers of Madani Channel, that if you want to acquire the wisdom of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then you need to open the door of Sayyidina Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu. This is the closeness that he had. Apart from these favors and saintly miracles, Allah Azza wa Jal bestowed countless virtues upon him. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Masood radiallahu anhu stated, undoubtedly the Quran was revealed in seven dialects. Yes, seven different dialects. And every one dialect of them has its apparent and hidden meaning. And Al-Amir al-Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Hazrat Ali al-Murtara radiallahu anhu, is such a scholar who possesses both apparent and hidden knowledge. Similarly, Amir al-Mu'mineen, and I'll think we'll take a small break here, we'll go to the reminder and I'll mention this afterwards. Sayyidina Amir al-Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu, said that he had three qualities that he said that I wish I had at least one of these qualities. Allahu Akbar. Sayyidina Amir al-Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu, said he had three qualities and I only wish I had one of them. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jalla will listen to these three qualities after the daily reminder. Let's listen to the daily reminder. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My dear viewers of Mandi Channel, how merciful and generous is Allah Azza wa Jal, our creator, our sustainer, the one who gave us life and the one that will give us death. If anyone repents sincerely in his court, he Azza wa Jal becomes so pleased with him that he will forgive him, inshallah Azza wa Jal. But my dear viewers of Madani Channel, we need to learn how to repent. We need to repent constantly. Because Allah Azza wa Jalla loves the person who repents. Whatever we do, we need to repent. Repent in the morning, repent in the evening, at night, read Salatul Tawbah, and then go to sleep. My dear viewers of Mandi Channel, how fantastic, how phenomenal, how magnificent. Words are not enough to say for the gracious mercy of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Words are not enough. He wants us to repent so he can, Azza wa Jal, forgive us. But do we actually repent? Or do we say, no, Allah will forgive us anyway? We need to make the mindset that every little thing that happens to us, we need to repent and we need to say, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, for everything that Allah has done for us, even if it's something so small or something so vast, we need to make sure that we do shukr of Allah Azza wa Jal, and also we need to make sure that we repent. Repentance in the court of Allah is, Allah Azza wa Jal loves us. If we do not do this, we do not repent, we will not be forgiven for our sins. But yet, we have to look at this, that if we harm somebody or hurt a Muslim's feelings and we repent in front of Allah Azza wa Jal, we also need to go to the person and ask for his forgiveness. If we do not do that, then Allah may forgive us, But on the day of judgment, the person who we've hurt their feelings, on the day of judgment, they will take certain amount of good deeds of ours. And you need every single good deed for the day of judgment. Sallu alal Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu alal Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Viewers of Mother Channel, you're watching Rise and Shine, and you see that after, before every segment and after every segment, we say Sallu alal Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You know, a request that you have, that whenever you watch Rise and Shine, please join in, whether it's me as the Mubaliki or whoever it is, that whenever we say Sallu alal Habib, also you should also try and say Sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The blessings of this, just by saying this, viewers of Mother Channel, 70 portals, 70 doors of mercy are open for you. 70 doors of mercy. On that day, people will wish that one door of mercy opens for them. By you saying this, 70 portals of mercy are opened upon you. So please make a habit of joining in with us and reciting the Durood Pak upon the Prophet of Allah sallallahu ta'ala wasallam. Viewers of Mother Channel, today we are talking about Sayyidina Hazrat Ali radiallahu. And I mentioned before in the break that Sayyidina Amir al-Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu, he said that Sayyidina Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu, he possesses three such virtues. He possesses three such virtues. And he said, I wish that I was blessed with even one of them. And the blessed companions then asked him, that what are these three virtues? What are the three qualities, the three blessings that Sayyidina Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu has that you haven't got? Allahu Akbar. He said that the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam married his daughter Sayyidina Fatima Zahra radiallahu ta'ala to him. That is the first virtue that he had. Yes, he was married to the daughter of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. His wife was the none other than Sayyidina Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala. The second thing that he's mentioned, he was living with the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in Masjid al-Nabi. And for him, those things were also halal in Masjid which are only specific to him. That he lived with the Prophet of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And the third virtue is, the flag of Islam was given to him in the battle of Khaybar. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave the flag of Islam to Sayyidina Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu. He is the helper. Follow this flag, Allahu Akbar. Sayyidina Farooq-e-Azam radiallahu anhu stated that Sayyidina Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu is the best judge, the best qazi amongst us. This is the status of Amir al-Mu'mineen Sayyidina Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu, that he had this rank. Talking about this, Sadr al-Sharia rahmatullahi ta'ala said, all of the blessed companions are dwellers of Jannat. After the Anbiya and Mursaleen, Sadiq Azad Akbar, and then Umar Farooq Azam, then Usman Ghani, and then Sayyidina Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala are superior in this order to all the other creatures of Allah Azza wa Jalla, such as human beings, jinns, and angels. Superior here means more respectable and having a higher status in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Dear Islamic brothers, undoubtedly, all the Khalafatul Rashideen were dearest and beloved of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he has stated the virtues of all of them. The great scholar of Islam, Sayyidina Abdullah bin Masood rahmatullahi ta'ala, has narrated that the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, listen to this, viewers of Madri Channel. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, I am the city of knowledge. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the city of knowledge. Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala wasallam is its foundation. Sayyidina Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala is its wall. Sayyidina Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala is its roof. And Sayyidina Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala is its door. Allahu Akbar. This is the great status of the four righteous khalifas that the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, I am the city of knowledge. Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala is its foundation. Sayyidina Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala is its wall. Sayyidina Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala is its roof. And Sayyidina Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala is its door. Amir al-Mu'mineen Sayyidina Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu stated that after the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Abu Bakr and Umar are better than all. This is the saying of who? Sayyidina Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu himself is saying that, that Abu Bakr and Umar are better than all. He also went on to say, Sayyidina Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu is saying this, views upon the channel. The love for me and hatred towards Abu Bakr and Umar cannot gather in the heart of a believer. Love for me and hatred towards Abu Bakr and Umar cannot gather in the heart of a believer. Meaning, viewers of Madani Tanda, Sayyidina Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu is stating himself that if anyone claims to love me, he'll have to love these people. That we need to love these people. These are the people that we need to love. Viewers of Madani Channel, we have the daily hadith. And what is the daily hadith? What is a hadith? Many people will keep on asking on our daily papers, what is a hadith? Hadith is the saying of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We are very, very fortunate in the ummah of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that these sayings of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam have been preserved for us so that we can get guidance from them. So let's listen to the daily hadith. Sallu alal habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu alal habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Rise and Shine, no doubt calling towards righteousness is a tremendous form of worship and a means to attain countless good deeds. Inshallah ta'ala, in today's daily hadith, we will hear about such an individual whose reward is unimaginable. Sayyidina Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu has reported that he heard the Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam say that the Mu'adhinun will have the longest necks on the Day of Judgment. Meaning the Mu'adhinun are those people who call out the Adhan, who invite the people for the Salah. Sheikh Abdul Haq Muhaddis Dehlvi alayhi rahma states that the long necks here has been used as a metaphor, has figuratively been used to illustrate the fact that the Mu'adhinun will have a superior rank and a status on the Day of Judgment. In light of another hadith, it is mentioned that whoever gives adhan for 7 years, freedom of hell is recorded for him. And replying to the adhan also has countless blessings and a great blessing to those who hear the adhan being called out and reply to it. They can assure themselves with the intercession of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to take heed that when the muazzin says, Hayya ala salah, we leave all our tasks and we head towards the masjid to perform our salah with jama'ah. Ameen, bijahi Nabi al-Ameen, sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Viewers of Madani Channel, you're watching Arise and Shine. Today we're talking about the great personality, Sayyidina Hazrat Ali, radiallahu ta'ala, and without doubt, some of his words of wisdom have also been preserved for us as well. And we need to take benefit from these words of wisdom. Sayyidina Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala has said that Amir al-Mu'mineen Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala stated that Sayyidina Hazrat Ali stated such beautiful sayings that if people acted upon them, they will attain success and they will never do bad deeds. Allahu Akbar. People humbly asked, Oh Amir al-Mu'mineen, what are these sayings? And he replied that these sayings are as follows. Now before I read these sayings, viewers of Malay Channel, I just want to go back to what he said. He said that if they act upon these, if you act upon these, you will attain success and you will never do bad deeds. And if you think about it, viewers of Malay Channel, that should be the recipe for life. The recipe for life should be to attain success. The recipe for life should be to never do bad deeds. So let's listen to the sayings of Sayyidina Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu. So hopefully, if we act upon these, then insha'Allah azza wa jal, we will obtain success and will never have bad deeds. And you know, as I was reading these out, viewers of the channel, you could actually do a whole program on each and every one of these. Number one, Sayyidina Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu is reported to have said, take care of likes of your Muslim brother, do good to him, and then you will also get your favorite thing from him. Yani, look after your Muslim brother. Number two, never have a bad assumption in the conversation of your Muslim brother. I always find a good aspect. You will surely find something good in his conversation. And I think a few days ago we mentioned this, that also always talk good about people, always have a good assumption about people. And if you have a good assumption about people, then inshallah, there is a lot of peace and tranquility in the society. Number three, another third thing, when you have two acts, do not indulge in the act at all in which you have to follow your nafs, because your nafs following your nafs causes a complete loss. So be careful of which act you choose to follow. In another saying, he says, whenever you want to implore the blessed court of Allah Azza wa Jal for your need, recite Salat upon the Prophet of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam abundantly before making dua. Undoubtedly, Allah Azza wa Jal blesses the person abundantly who asks for his needs for him. But then if someone asks for two things from Allah Azza wa Jal, Allah bestows the thing upon him that is better for him and prevents the bondroom from that thing that is harmful to him. He's instructing us that before you do dua, if you want to do dua in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, then before you do dua, send salat upon the Prophet of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Then inshaAllah Azza wa Jal, undoubtedly your dua will be accepted. And he also went on to say that if you do dua for more things, then Allah Azza wa Jal will answer your dua for that is better for you. That is better for you. Because sometimes people ask dua of you as a Madani channel, and we do not know. Obviously the wisdom of Allah Azza wa Jal is there. And what is better for us, the will of Allah Azza wa Jal is there. And for that reason, we ask for du'as, but sometimes we see that our du'as are not answered. And the reason why our du'as are not answered is because that particular du'a, for you to be answered, it is not better for you. It is better for you that that du'a is not answered. And you know what, if you live through life, if you're a Madani channel, as you get older, and you look back on your life, and think to yourself that, you know what, when I was 18, I asked for this. I did du'a for this, but I didn't get it. But you know what? It's good that I didn't get it, yeah? Because if I got that, I don't know where I'd be today. And you thank Allah Azza wa Jalla, as you go on through life, you start to thank Allah Azza wa Jalla that, Ya Allah, you know, thank you that you didn't answer that dua, and that dua in particular, because if that was happening, then I wouldn't know where I was today. So the will of Allah Azza wa Jalla is there, it's a blessing for us. Yes, we should do dua, we should continue to do dua. But Sayyidina Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu said that when you do dua, before you do dua, always send Durood-e Paak upon the Prophet of Allah, Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu also has said that if someone wants to become busy all the time with zikr of Allah Azza wa Jal, he should make patience his habit. And he should have patience on every trouble. Sabr, having patience. Having patience for you as a Madani channel is a great quality. And inshaAllah Azza wa Jal, one day we'll talk about patience. Having patience in the face of calamities, having patience in the face of problems. You know, today we're in a situation, if you as a Madani channel, all around the world, we're in a current situation where maybe we are in a lockdown, maybe we're in this situation that we're facing. But having patience, having sabr is a quality that we need to have. We need to have sabr that whenever any little thing happens, you know, sometimes what happens is you'll be walking down the street and a stone will come onto your foot and it'll hurt your foot, and all of a sudden you lose your patience. It's nobody's fault. You've got nobody to blame. There's nobody there. The stone's in the ground. You've hit the stone, but then you automatically get so angry. And you get so angry, and people, astaghfirullah, they start swearing and they get angry. Why? Because that stone was there. You know what? We need to learn to have patience. We need to have patience in the condition that we are. And not only have patience, viewers of Madani channel, we need to do shukr. Be thankful to Allah Azza wa Jalla. Allah Azza wa Jalla has blessed us with whatever we've got. And look at those people that are not as fortunate as you are. You know, maybe we're in a situation where at the moment we are advised that we can't leave our homes, we can't go to work, the job situation is not there, we don't have jobs, we don't have these situations. But each and every one of us, whatever your state is, wherever you are around the world, be you are here in UK, Europe, or in Africa, or African brothers that are watching, whatever your condition is, there is always someone worse off than you. There is always someone worse off than you. And if you develop that mindset that, Ya Allah, I am better than people around the world. There are millions of people around the world that are worse off than me. Ya Allah, you know, I thank you, Ya Allah. And having the shukr inside yourself, you will develop patience. And we are told that if you develop patience, then you will become busy in the zikr of Allah Azza wa Jal, in the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal throughout your day. So the recipe for zikr, the recipe for remembrance is to have patience in every trouble. Make it a habit. Sayyidina Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu has also said, and the person who desires for a long worldly life should be prepared for troubles. Yes, you're going to face troubles. These troubles are a test for us, Brother Channel. All our life, we are put in these tests. I remember there was a somebody wrote, and I can only remember a few lines of what he wrote, but he said that, I asked Allah Azza wa Jal for strength. I asked Allah Azza wa Jal for strength. Allah give me strength. But instead of giving me strength, Allah Azza wa Jal give me problems. Problems to solve. And he there was quite a few lines this, that I asked Allah Azza wa Jal for this, but I got this. And at the end he said, that I got nothing of what I asked for, but I got everything that I needed. Meaning that if you ask Allah Azza wa Jal for strength, and this person, he was given problems. And he resolved them problems. He overcame them problems. But by overcoming them problems, what did he give him? Strength. So he didn't get what he asked for, but he got what he needed. He got what he needed so he could develop them things. And in our life, the problems that we face make us stronger. The problems that we face make us have patience, make us realize. Yeah? And at the same time, whatever problem you are facing, viewers of the channel, think to yourself that there are people that are facing far harder problems than we are. Far harder problems than we are. And sometimes we feel that, you know, that the burden of problems is so great, and we get depressed, that why have I got such a huge problem? Why have I got this huge problem? Why me? And at that time we need to remember that Allah Azza wa Jalla says that Allah doesn't burden anybody more than they can carry. You know, this is a problem that, you know, we should thank Allah Azza wa Jalla that, Ya Allah, you have given me this burden, you've not given me more than I can carry. Ya Allah, without doubt, you have given me, so it means that I can withhold this burden. And every time will pass, viewers of Mother Chan. A time will pass. Whatever the situation is today, it will pass. You know, if you think back, I'll give you my example, viewers of Mother Chan. I remember that when I was 15, 16, and I was doing, I think, they call them the O-levels at that time. They called the GCSEs, the examinations where you leave school. At that time, viewers of Mother Chan, you think it's a life and death situation. You think to yourself, oh, no. If I fail today, then my life is over, yeah? And so much stress, so much pressure, so much your whole body is affected by it. You start having stomach aches, headaches, fevers, everything. And now you look back and you think, how silly you were. How silly you were that at that time you were so stressed. Yeah? You're taking your driving test, yeah? You're taking the driving test and you're so stressed that if I fail this driving test, how am I going to live? My life is going to finish if I don't pass this driving test. You're so stressed. But like, time goes on, time passes. And whatever is destined for you, that will happen. People live their whole lives without passing the driving test. People live their whole lives without passing an examination. Yeah? And who's to say whose life is better? Yeah? You might say, oh, his life is better, that he's got a better house, he's got a better car. No, viewers of Madri Channel. The best person is the person that has piety in their life. The best person is the person that is closer to Allah Azza wa Jal. So throughout your life, whatever tests come to you, yeah, think of them as a blessing and overcome them tests. And inshallah, Azza wa Jal, we are told that by overcoming them tests, you will become stronger and also you will have a longer life, inshallah, Azza wa Jal. The person who wants to retain his honor, Sayyidina Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu says that the person who wants to retain his honor and respect should refrain from showing off. Allahu Akbar. I want to read that out again, viewers of Mother Channel. It says, hit me. He says that the person who wants to retain his honor and respect should refrain from showing off. And nowadays we show off. Any little thing that we do, any good deed that we do, we want everybody to know it. We want everybody to know that, oh, so-and-so-so has given £10 to the masjid. So-and-so-and-so has given £50 to the masjid. So-and-so-so has built this masjid. So-and-so-so has done this. Yeah, and we want people to know. Yeah, we want people to know that it's mine. And we buy a car, yeah, and, you know, we want people to know that we've got that car. You know, as soon as we get a big flashy car, we put it on our social media that I have got this car, I have got this house, this is my mansion, this is my car. You know, I've just bought this expensive watch. Yeah, I've just bought this branded watch that I'm wearing now. I've just got this. And this is showing off. Allahu Akbar. But if you want to retain your honor and you want to retain your respect, then refrain from showing off. And without doubt, viewers of Mother Channel, those people that are humble, yeah, those people that lower themselves, humble themselves, people respect them more. Yeah? People don't respect the people that are like that. If they respect them, they respect them maybe out of fear. They respect them maybe because they feel that they have to respect them. But in their hearts, they respect the humble people. In their hearts, they respect those people who lower themselves. In their hearts, they respect them people who mix with the people. And viewers of Mother Channel, what a beautiful example we have in front of us. Amir al-Sunnat, Mawlana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri, may Allah Azza wa Jal keep his shadow upon us. Amir al-Sunnat is that beautiful example of humbleness. You know, and you see the lifestyle that he lives a simple lifestyle. You know, he doesn't live a lavish lifestyle. He could, if he wished, he could go out and eat at all the best restaurants in Karachi every single day. He could go from restaurant to restaurant and he could live his life going to the five-star restaurants every single day. He could live his life getting lavish food brought into him every day. He could live his life in a lavish house and lavish surroundings. Yeah, but he lives a very, very simple life. You know, a very, very simple food that he has. He loves his dal, his lentils. He loves his plain roti. He loves, you know, just a simple cup of tea and a simple mug there for his water. A simple life that he lives. Simple life that he lives, you know, where he goes to sleep on the date palm mat. This is the simple life that he lives. Allahu Akbar. Sayyidina Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu has told us that if you want people's respect, then be humble and don't show off. Do not ask any questions unnecessarily about the thing which has nothing to do with you. Allahu Akbar. Again, a new beautiful Madani pearl there from Sayyidina Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu. Don't ask unnecessary questions. We ask questions without any basis of what is the benefit of this? How much did it cost you? Where did you get it from? Acha, how long have you had it? When did you buy it? Why did you buy it? Okay, how long are you going to keep it? What's the benefit? What will you achieve by, you know, where did you buy the car from? How long are you going to keep this car? When are you going to sell it? Useless information. Waste of time information. What time did you get up this morning? What time did you go to sleep last night? What did you eat yesterday? What are you going to eat today? Where are you going today? Where are you coming today? All these useless questions, why? And you know, these useless questions, on the Day of Judgment, viewers of Malay Channel, you will be questioned by every single word that you speak. And we spend our life in useless questions. Insha'Allah, we're now going to have a kalam, insha'Allah. And I'm hoping that this kalam is none other, it's a munkabat, I'm hoping, about Sayyidina Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu. And insha'Allah, after that, we'll come back and we'll give you some more sayings of Sayyidina Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu. So let's listen to the munkabat kalam, insha'Allah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Ali, 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 Mawla. 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 Ahle nazar ki aankh ka tara, Ali, Ali. Ahle wafa ke dil ka sahara, Ali, Ali. Ahle nazar ki aankh ka tara, Ali, Ali. Ahle wafa ke dil ka sahara, Ali, Ali. Rehmat ne le liya mujhe aagosh noor mein, aagosh noor mein. Rehmat ne le liya mujhe aagosh noor mein, aagosh noor mein. Maine kabhi jo roke pukara Ali Ali, maine kabhi jo roke pukara Ali Ali. Ahle nazar ki aankh ka tara Ali Ali, ahle wafa ke dil ka sahara Ali Ali. Ali 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 Mawla, Ali 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 Mawla, Ali 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 Mawla, Ali 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 Mawla. Ek kaif ek surur sa rehta hai raat din, rehta hai raat din. Ek kaif ek surur sa rehta hai raat din, rehta hai raat din. Jab se hua hai wird hamara Ali Ali, jab se hua hai wird hamara Ali Ali. Ahle nazar ki aankh ka tara Ali Ali, ahle wafa ke dil ka sahara Ali Ali. Ali 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 Mawla, Ali 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 Mawla, Ali 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 Mawla, Ali 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 Mawla. Duniya mein sabse aali gharane ke noor ho, gharane ke noor ho. Duniya mein sabse aali gharane ke noor ho, gharane ke noor ho.
इस वास्ते है नाम तुम्हारा अली अली, इस वास्ते है नाम तुम्हारा अली अली,
अहले नजर की आंख का तारा अली अली, अहले वफा के दिल का सहारा अली अली,
अली
अली अली अली अली मौला, अली 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 अली
अली
अली अली अली अली मौला, अली 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 मौला।
आज़म ये मग़फ़िरत की सनद है हमारे पास,
सनद है हमारे पास,
आज़म ये मग़फ़िरत की सनद है हमारे पास, सनद है हमारे पास, हम हैं अली के और हमारा अली अली, हम हैं अली के और हमारा अली अली,
अहले नजर की आंख का तारा अली अली, अहले वफा के दिल का सहारा अली अली,
अली
अली अली अली अली मौला, 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 अली 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 मौला।
Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Viewers of Mother Channel, I'm hoping that you enjoyed that as much as I did. Alhamdulillah, beautiful, inshallah. Viewers of Mother Channel, on Rise and Shine today, we are talking about the great personality, Sayyidina Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala. And we were talking some of his sayings, and I want to give you a few more of his sayings, and hopefully we can benefit from this. He's reported to have said that value health before illness and get abundant benefits from the spare time, otherwise you will face grief and trouble. That whilst you have health, whilst you have time, take benefit from it. And what benefit is he talking? Is he talking about that whilst you have your health and you have your time, go and try and earn as much money as possible, go and do them overtime, go and do them extra shifts and make as much money as possible? No. No, viewers of Modi Channel. Sayyidina Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu is saying that this health that you have, this spare time that you have, utilize this health and spare time whilst you can, otherwise you will face grief. What is the grief? The grief is when you enter that dark and lonely grave. The grief is the day of judgment. And he's saying that utilize this health, utilize this spare time so that you do not face that grief. And how do does that happen, viewers of Modi Channel? That happens by you doing them good deeds, living your life in such a way that you accumulate them good deeds, so that when you enter that dark and lonely grave, when you enter that dark and lonely grave with only your good deeds, you have comfort in there. So value your health, value your time. Viewers of Money Channel that are young, that have strength inside you, yeah, I humbly implore you, viewers of Money Channel, that if you are young, if you are strong, basically everybody, to be honest, but especially those that are young, that do not delay in performing good deeds. If you are young and Hajj has become fard upon you, then do it straight away. Don't wait for 10 years. Don't wait until you're 35, 45, 55, 65. You never know whether that age will come. And two, how do you know what your health will be? You know, when you're young, you think you're going to be young forever. You think you're going to be strong forever. But look around you. Look at people and ask them. Those people that are walking with sticks, some of them, yes, some of them are only 35, 40. They're struggling to walk even at that age. It might appear a young age. Health is a blessing, viewers of Mother Channel. So those amongst you that Hajj has become farz upon you, please make an intention to perform the Hajj as soon as possible. Steadfastness is half of success. Be steadfast. You know, try and be steadfast. If you make a habit of reading 3 ayats of the Quran on the day, I'm going to advise you to read 3 ayats, 3 ayats of the Quran on a daily basis, then be steadfast on this. Don't just read it 1 day, 2 days, 3 days, and then forget about it for the rest of the year. Be steadfast on this. Be steadfast on your namaz. Be steadfast on fasting during the month of Ramadan. Be steadfast on your ibadat. Be steadfast on your good deeds. Don't just do good deeds for 1 day and think, oh, that's enough. No, viewers of Mother Channel, you need to keep this up. Give up the things that raise a doubt in your heart, because you will stay safe if you give it up. If you have any doubt, if your nafs is saying to you that, look, this is not good for me, then listen to it, yeah? And don't perform those actions. And again, these are like recipes for life, viewers of Mother Channel, of how we need to live our life, how we need to, you know, what we need to do and what we don't need to do. And if we try to do this, then inshallah, we will have great success. Another one of the qualities that we've not mentioned so far of Sayyidina Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu is the great love. Yes, the great love that he had for the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He loved him without doubt. He loved him dearly. He loved him so much, yeah? And he had this inside him that he wished to, you know, please the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, listen to every command. There was one incident, a famous incident, that when the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam migrated to Medina Sharif, he migrated with Sayyidina Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq, and they migrated in the night. The reason why they migrated in the night, because the Quraysh at that time, they were looking for opportunities to attack the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So when they migrated in the night so that people wouldn't know. And the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what he did is, because he knew that the enemy were trying to attack, wanted to attack him, he asked Sayyidina Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu to sleep in the bed of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so that when the enemies were looking from outside, they would see that there would be somebody lying on the bed of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they would say to themselves that this person is the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You know, before I continue views on the channel, you know, when you are in a situation where you know that somebody asks you to go and sit in this, is go and sit in this position. Why? Because all my enemies around me, they may attack me, they may want to kill me, and I want you to stay in that position instead of me, and I want to go over here. How would you feel? Would you have fear inside you? Yes, you would have fear. You'd be scared. You'd be scared. You'd be scared that, you know, people are going to attack me, people are going to, but no. How would you sleep during that night? Sayyidina Hazrat Ali, he had no fear, he had no worries. He slept there knowing that the enemies are surrounding him, but he still slept there in the bed of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And I heard once, views on my channel, I heard a scholar once saying that, you know, that people, that if they wanted to see the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they used to approach Ala Hazrat, Imam Ahl Sunnah, and they used to ask him that, Hazur, that, you know, we want to see the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in our dreams. And people used to say that if you want to see him, try and get the opportunity to sleep in his bed. If you sleep in his bed, Ala Hazrat's bed, then inshaAllah azawajal, you'll see the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in your dream. Viewers of Madhi Channel, a thought comes to my mind that on that night, Allahu Akbar, what blessings did Sayyidina Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu get by sleeping in the bed of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? And he slept in that bed without fear. The enemies were all surrounding him, yeah? And he stayed there. And only after that did he do the hijrat. Allahu Akbar. This is the love that he had. And from this incident, we can learn that Sayyidina Hazrat Ali loved the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The love of the Rasul was so much in him that nothing was more beloved to him. He said, himself he said, by Allah Azza wa Jal, the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam is more beloved to us than our wealth, our children, our father, our mother, and cold water at the time of intense thirst. This is the love that he had for the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he stated it, that this is the love that he had. And he stated, views of Madhi Channel, if you read the seerah of Sayyidina Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala, you will understand the love that he had. Views of Madhi Channel, we have a small package now. We have a small package with you with regards to the life, the introduction to the life of Sayyidina Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala. Maybe I've mentioned some other things, or maybe I've not mentioned all of these things. So let's listen to this small package, inshaAllah, that's been given to us by a Mubalik of Dawat Islami. Sallu alal Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Dear viewers of Madani Channel, Amir al-Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Ali, Karamallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-Kareem, the Lion of Allah Azza wa Jal, was born in Makkatul Mukarrama, Zadahullahu sharafan wa ta'azima. His mother, Sayyidatuna Fatma bint Asad, radiallahu ta'ala anha, named him after his father's name, Heather, whereas his father named him Ali. The Holy Prophet, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, granted him the title of Asadullah. Apart from these titles, Murtaza, Karrar, Sher-e-Khuda, and Mawla Mushkil Kusha are his famous titles. Sayyidina Ali, Karramallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem, is a paternal cousin of the most noble Prophet, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The kunya of the fourth caliph of Islam, Sayyidina Ali bin Abi Talib, Karramallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem, is Abu al-Hasan and Abu Turab. He radiallahu ta'ala anhu is a son of the Holy Prophet's paternal uncle, Abu Talib. After 30 years of Amul Fil, Sayyidina Ali Karramallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem, was born inside the Holy Kaaba on a Friday, the 13th of Rajab. The name of his mother is Sayyidatuna Fatima bint Asad radiallahu ta'ala anha. He radiallahu ta'ala anhu was only 10 years old when he came into the fold of Islam. He radiallahu ta'ala anhu was raised in the household of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. He radiallahu ta'ala anhu remained active in supporting the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam and promoting the religion of Islam throughout his life. He radiallahu ta'ala anhu had a distinguished reputation because of being amongst the Muhajireen Awwaleen and the Ashra-i Mubashshara, and possessed many other remarkable attributes. He radiallahu ta'ala anhu took part with exceptional bravery in the battles of Badr, Uhud, and Khandaq. After the martyrdom of Amir al-Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Usman al-Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the Ansar and Muhajireen pledged the bay'at to Sayyidina Ali karramallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem and elected him as the Amir al-Mu'mineen, that is, commander and leader of the believers, who held the office of Khilafat for 4 years, 8 months and 9 days. On the 17th or 19th of Ramadan al-Mubarak, he radiallahu ta'ala anhu was seriously wounded by a Khariji's violent assassination attempt, which proved fatal. And on 21st Ramadan al-Mubarak, he radiallahu ta'ala anhu passed away as a martyr. Sallu alal Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Sallu alal Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Viewers of Madri Channel, you're watching Rise and Shine. And inshallah, Azza wa Jal, Rise and Shine will be back tomorrow, same time, same place. But in the meantime, keep watching Madri Channel. Sallu alal Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, even the darkest night will end and the sun will rise and shine. Even the darkest night will end and the sun will rise and shine. And the sun